Trenzag Mayor Jeff Makubo appeared in front of the Zondo Commission last week to account for a 35.7 million payment spanning 8 years paid to Molelwane Consulting, a company owned by him and Regiments Capital. Makubo told the commission he saw nothing wrong in his company doing business with the city. His predecessors, Joburg Mayor and Leader of Action SA, Herman Mashaba, has called for action to be taken against Makubo. And we welcome Herman Mashaba on the line. Good afternoon and welcome.
Yes, good afternoon, Yusuf, and good afternoon to the listeners. And thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you for joining us. The payments were made between 2008 and 2011, a period when Makubo was not the mayor. Why the call for action to be taken against him?
Well, I think, Yusuf, I'm sure you must have watched the proceedings at the Zondo Commission, because when Jeff was brought in to be the mayor, I think he must have been planted there by the Guptas and Regiment Capital, because even beyond 2011, continued and actually took the corruption to another level. So it did not really end with him joining the city. In fact, when joining the city, that's when actually really delivered for the Guptas, including, you can imagine, giving them a piece of the most piece of real estate in this country. This land where the Gautrain station is, the most expensive piece of real estate in South Africa, just gave it to the Guptas for free. But obviously for him wasn't for free, but for us South Africans, because it's not just people of Johannesburg that lost that piece of land. All of us South Africans lost on that piece of land. The Guptas were given that piece of, was gifted that piece of land.
I mean, the fact that, you know, he said that he saw nothing wrong with it. How concerning is that he sees nothing wrong in his position as an ANC leader in the province and doing business with the city of Joburg in a private capacity?
Tell me, Yusuf, is there anything, do you think ANC has got a capacity to differentiate between right and wrong? I think in the 26 years I've already known them. Because obviously before that, we were under impression that they were a credible organization. But post Nelson Mandela, for some reason, the ANC does not really have the capacity to differentiate between right and wrong.
Yes. Were you aware of the revelations by ENS Forensic Managing Director Stephen Powell, who also testified last week revealing information on another tender scandal involving the ANC?
Yusuf, please look at the term of my mayoralty. How many times I've brought these matters? I mean, this particular evidence that Zondo Commission received, they got that piece of information during my term as a mayor, being frustrated by law enforcement agencies, and I had to working with GFIS to do submissions. When Zondo Commission requested that information to be made available, because I was every single day out in the public requesting intervention. And I'm glad that at long last Zondo Commission has put it out there, because our criminal justice system has been refusing to prosecute. Remember, some 3 years ago, I even went to an extent of laying criminal charges of defeating the end of justice by the then Commissioner of Police, Lieutenant General Ntebeza. I'm sure you remember that particular case.
Yes, so it's been an ongoing. What action could and should be taken against Makubo? And if there's no official action, will you as Action SA take the matter further?
Without any doubt. And we are not going to apologize to anyone. The constitution of this country allows us. I'm sure you are aware, about a month ago, I had already started private prosecution against him and Pakstahu, because I laid a criminal charge against them on the 10th of December 2018. I'm sure you remember that that case. It is to do with these cases and issues that came out of the Zondo Commission last Thursday and Friday. And I requested the NPA to give us the non-lead prosecutor certificate, so that we can, if they feel they don't have a case, the constitution of this country allows us, using our own resources, to prosecute them privately. And that's what we're going to do. So if the NPA refuses to give us the knowledge certificate in the new year, we will apply to the court. Let them explain to the court as to why they don't want to prosecute those matters.
Okay, thank you, Herman. All your time, always appreciated on Radio Islam.
Thank you so much, Yusuf, and I always appreciate the opportunity.